It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
If you are driving up or down Highway 83 toward either Mexico or Canada, and you see a sign featuring a big smiling pumpkin beckoning you a few miles eastward, then you'll know you're near a place called Pumpkin Paradise. And if you decide to visit this autumnal wonderland, you'll most likely see some amazing things, beginning with pumpkins, of course.
Okay, enjoy your pumpkins.
Thank you.
We have some pumpkins from Australia. We have the blue ones are called Jarredales. We have some white ones called a flat white boar, and they come from South Africa. Red pumpkins that are called a Cinderella pumpkin. We have some called a red warty thing.
On my first visit, I learned about a contest involving a giant pumpkin named Sasquatch.
We have a contest every year. We take one of our giant pumpkins, we put a fence around it, and if you guess how much it weighs, you'll win it, and then we'll bring it to you.
Your guide for the day will most likely be Steve Widener, who, with his wife Janet, created this fall festival over 15 years ago. A wagon ride to the corn maze brings you to 4 acres of twists and turns, designed this year in an aquatic theme.
Okay, the corn maze this year is the paths are a couple of goldfish. I plant the maze relatively late for corn because I want it green right now, which it is. I've got a real nice maze.
And a playground featuring problem-solving games and puzzles that will keep both kids and adults entertained. Of course, one of the major highlights at Pumpkin Paradise is the trebuchet, a huge wooden slingshot that hurls pumpkins amazing distances.
My brother and I built that about 15 years ago, just for fun, and everybody likes it. They were developed around 850, and they were used for about 500 years. When they developed gunpowder, they became obsolete.
Are pumpkins the traditional ammunition?
No. The big ones would throw 200-pound stones about 200 yards.
He gave us a demonstration. If you'd like to see the trebuchet in action, you can go to our website, hppr.org. All these and other wondrous things are on display each weekend during October, but on November 1st, the cleanup crew descends.
We put the cows out here in first of November, and they eat them up. They love them. They will eat the pumpkins before they'll eat the corn.
We took several photos of our day at the farm, which you can see at hppr.org. You can also visit the Wideners at pumpkinparadisellc.com.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.